I'd like to call Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. Today is Thursday, April 12th, 2018. I apologize for the delay from 1:30. The time is 4 p.m. I'm Co-Chairman Anna McKinnon. With me this afternoon, Co-Chairman Hoffman.
Good afternoon.
Vice Chairman Bishop.
Good afternoon.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Hello.
Senator Michicki.
Hello.
Senator Stevens. Senator Olson.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Good afternoon. We have a full complement. Is there anything to come before the committee before we begin? I'd like to direct members' attention to SB 185, Reemployment of Retired Teachers and Administration, an act relating to reemployment of persons who retired under the teachers' retirement system, a bill recap. This bill was heard on April 9th, 2018. The public hearing was opened and closed. We reviewed the fiscal notes. No amendments were received by my office. Senator Michicki, would you like to do a highlight of what the bill does?
Certainly, Madam Chair. Thank you. Really what this bill is about is giving retired Alaska teachers the same ability to help fill positions temporarily as people from out of state that are retired. It allows a reemployment of retired educators without them losing their retirement benefits. It's matched with the IRS letter of the law, if you will, and it simply provides a tool for temporary funding. It's expected to be at no cost to the state, depending on the length of retirement and the prior retire rehired legislation. Over 50% of the participants had been retired over 3 years. This bill is a little better. It has some hurdles that it didn't in the last, like bona fide separation and pre-arrangement prohibition. If it's not an incentive, it's actually expected to save money. And, Madam Chair, I think it's just a tool temporarily that can help fill some of the positions during this critical teacher shortage.
Are there comments from committee members? Senator Bishop.
Yes, Madam Chair, I've met with numerous superintendents and school boards and Ms. Paraday in the hallway, NEA president. I support the bill. That's not the issue. The issue for me is how we're going to solve the problem. And I'd like to have this group, the education world, they created a monster when they gave me the book to read, The World's Smartest Kids. And in chapter one, it says, you start with the best educated trained teacher if you want to have a world-class education system. And with that being said, I'd just like them to, that world, that group of people, to come back to the legislature. Don't say it in the bill. I'm just saying it on the record with a plan next year and bring it to us and show us how you're going to solve the problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Other comments from committee members? Are we ready to move the bill? Senator Bishop.
Madam Chair, we've already covered the fiscal note. With that being said, I move SB 185 version 30-LS1414/David from committee with the accompanying fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there objection to moving Senate Bill 185? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill 185 Education /D moves from committee with individual recommendation and attach fiscal notes. Brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. We're back on the record. It's still Thursday, April 12th, 2018. Is there anything else to come before the committee? On tomorrow morning's agenda at 9 a.m., we have HB 236, the extension of senior benefit payment program, and HB 79, the omnibus workers' compensation bill. With that, we're adjourned.